It is Thursday. Yes, Thursday. March 22nd, 2018. And for the lack of a better pun, it was a golden night. What a game, guys. And the Sharks with the summoning the spirit of Vincent Domfus with the backhand goal in overtime prevail finally over the Vegas Golden Knights 2-1. This is Teal Town After Dark. And we come uninterrupted because and uncompeted against and whatnot. We've got Puck Guy 14, and you just saw him. I'm Kevin Lacey 22. And be a part of the show. We want to hear your comments in the YouTube chat. You can also tweet us at TealTownUSA using the hashtag TealTownUSA. Of course, if you are listening on your favorite podcatcher, thanks for catching the replay and just send those tweets in to us. We'll answer them on the next show. So as I mentioned, I'm Kevin Lacey. Eric, how you feeling tonight?
Oh, what a game. What a game. It's one of those games where you feel bad that somebody has to win or somebody has to lose, actually.
I don't feel bad about winning.
Well, no, I don't. You should never feel bad about winning, I should say. But, I mean, what a game. I mean, this was both teams can look at it and be like, we played a damn good game. And that's something that you can get to. Each team got a point. Sharks get two on the night. But, I mean, for a 2-1 final, that was pretty damn good.
Oh, man. The offensive opportunities for both teams, especially for the Sharks tonight, were outstanding. And you have to give Malcolm Subban a lot of credit, too, with Absolutely. The career high of 42 saves on the night.
I believe that's how many came, or 42.
It wasn't enough. It was two fewer than he needed.
The day is mine, Trebek.
But all three games against the Golden Knights this season, I think, have been great. And I think the Sharks deserve to win all three games. And unfortunately, the first two didn't go Team Teal's way. So to get 2 points, two huge points when you're still hoping to get a Pacific Division championship.
Yeah.
They needed a night, and it was awesome. And it looks like AJ Strong is
nice. Damn, that was fast.
The arena. Yeah. He's like, I did what I could.
It happens.
So you were at the Shark Tank tonight, AJ. Tell us how was it in there? And was it I heard it was a sellout.
No. I mean, it could be, again, the idea of the proper amount of tickets were sold in order to call it a sellout, but those tickets were not used,
which is a bummer because they missed a damn good hockey game. How crazy was the building tonight?
I, you know, it didn't feel like it was that crazy. I mean, when they got the win in OT, sure, but it was a lot of, I don't know, it felt tense. It did have a little bit of a playoff feel because it was such a tight game. But the thing I got to know is, what the hell is it with the officials versus Vegas at the Tank, man? I mean, and then Miller debating that cross check where I'm like, dude, how can you even sit there and complain about that call? Give me a break.
Yeah, that was a little iffy on that. And I don't know. We're just about to break it down right now. First period, Tomas Tatar had some sauce on a shot that beat Martin Jones for his 19th of the season from Marchessault and Theodore to make it 1-0.
Great pass to set that up, too. Because, I mean, Jones did all he could.
Yeah, Braun got a little – hung him out to dry a little bit, I thought, in that one. But, you know, Vegas dominated in, like, maybe, what, two-thirds, three-quarters of that period. And, That first period didn't look pretty, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's how they've started against Vegas in all three games. It was Vegas controlled the first 10 to 15 minutes of the game, and then the Sharks took it from there. It's been a carbon copy every time, and hopefully the Sharks can just cut out those first 15 minutes and play a full 60, and we'll be set here for playoff time.
Yes. Yes. AJ, what did you take from the first?
Well, I remember looking up at the shots on the shot counter and going, really? Didn't feel like that, but okay.
Yeah, I know. It was 13-11 in favor of San Jose, and I'm kind of with you on that. It's like, okay, where did those 13 shots come from? Even when they said it was like 5-5, I was like, really? Yeah, okay.
And then the Sharks like held them to like what, three shots in the second?
Four shots in the second, yeah. Where they outshot them 18-4. And that's where Bernsey tied it up. I thought sweet play by Hansen and Martin with the passing to get Bernsey open for the wicked Wista at 3:27. Hey, Kevin, I know Paul Martin played sometime with the Barracuda, but what have you seen from him so far since he's come back?
I did not think Paul Martin was playing all that great for the Barracuda. He just, his foot speed has been an issue. Everyone knows that this season. And even at the AHL, I didn't think he was blowing guys away. Typically, you can notice the difference between the NHL skaters and the AHL skaters at the AHL level. And I didn't really notice that with Paul Martin down with the Barracuda. But with the time there, plus the weeks off that he's had not playing at all, I think it has helped rejuvenate him. Those sore legs, the ankle injury he's had, I think he's played with some jump so far in the couple games we've seen him, and I liked how he played tonight.
How was his ice time? Because I know he only got just over 10 minutes of the last game and only played three shifts in the third versus the Devils, so I'm assuming he got a little bit more tonight, but
yes, a little bit more. 10 minutes and 29 seconds.
Wow. quite the jump, which just, again, makes me wonder, why did we call Heat up?
Oh, I've been saying, I don't know. Don't get me going there. No,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, that's one of those ones where he boggles me. And he got an assist on the play. I mean, he seems like he's been playing pretty solid with it. Third period, no goals, but plenty of action back and forth. And AJ, like you said, it definitely felt like a playoff game between these two teams.
It was back and forth, up and down the ice a few times. Just some interesting calls and non-calls, but it is what it is. I don't know. I'm just going back to like the whole experience. There was at one point I thought, it wasn't Reeves, although Reeves did pull a kind of a douche move on Kane in the second. And then, I wish I could remember who it was. Who's number five for Vegas?
Derek England.
That would be England.
Yeah, he it looked like he was trying to get Pavelski to go at one point. Like, they were just like in the corner and he was just, I don't know, egging on Pavs or something. I don't know what he's trying to do, if he was trying to fire up the Knights or something, but yeah, Pavs just kind of shot him a look it was almost like Pavs was like ready to play the do you know who I am card.
Pavelski did the same thing in the New Jersey game too. I remember towards the end of, I think it was the second intermission, I don't remember which of the Devils was getting in someone's face, but Pavelski came in here like, really, with this crap, you're losing 6-1. Get out of here.
And right.
So, yeah, it's again tonight with that, what you were just saying, AJ.
Yeah, let's see. It was Sleepy Mofo, VGK, trying to soften the Sharks for the playoffs. I don't know. I'm sure they might have been sending maybe some messages saying, hey, we'll be ready to take you on and with the hits and everything. But the Sharks early on were dominating in the hits, but the Knights finished off 25-16 in the hits. Of course, in overtime, as we finish up the scoring, we might as well. A great save by Jones as Marchessault walks in after disposing of Couture. And then quickly right down the other way, Couture comes in, does a freaking,
does couture thing.
Little toe drag, and then put a rocket backhander past Malcolm Subban, and it's game winner. Sharks go home. It's their first win against the Vegas Golden Knights in a game that they, you know, let's be honest, guys, they needed to beat Vegas on at least once in the regular season when it mattered.
Oh, definitely.
How big is that game at the end of the month?
Oh, it's massive now.
If you can prove that you can beat those guys on their ice as well, that gets into their psyche, you know, getting into the second round, if everybody goes that far.
I'm so mad. I was supposed to go to that game, and my plans fell through. So
you and me both, dude. You and me both. Overall, the stats are like this. Sharks outshot the Golden Knights 44-25. If you remember on Twitter mission, I said it was 63-37 in favor of Vegas in the faceoffs. They end up dead even 50-50. Hits 25-16 in favor of the Knights. The Knights blocked 21 shots attempted. Giveaways were even 10-9. AJ, I think it's time to break out the drum again. 0-6 on the power play, and there were some times they couldn't even get into the zone.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you go 0-6. I mean, this game should have been over in regulation for the Sharks if they could just pot one. I mean, yeah, I guess bang the drum, but it's you'll get the drum out to bang it, but you probably won't put everything into it because even though the power play is not looking good, victories are still coming. So I'll just leave it there. The other thing I did want to point out tonight, Kevin LeBanc played one of the worst games I've ever seen him play. I mean, he had like three passes to where he literally sent it across the slot, put it right on the tape of a Knight's stick, and I don't know what LeBanc was doing tonight. And then he took a really crappy penalty. So I don't know what Banker was up to tonight. And he had been playing so well up until tonight. So hopefully this is just a bad game.
All right. Jumping on that real quick, I wasn't going to mention, but is Kevin LeBanc the new Kyle Wellfed or Craig Janney? Just shoot the damn puck, Kevin. Oh. Shoot it.
No, he's got a good amount of assists, and but tonight, he could have assisted on a couple of the Knights, he was trying to assist the Knights a couple times. Holy cannoli!
Something I want to ask you guys and everyone in the chat too is: have you guys noticed that Brent Burns hadn't scored in a really long time? Because it had been 15 games.
Yeah,
I feel like the Evander Kane acquisition has really kind of snuffed out the fact that Burns hadn't scored in over a month.
Yeah, he hadn't scored since February 15th against the Canucks, and it was a nice shot. But here's the thing. It wasn't like in that little corner, which is nice. It was more out in the open ice, and I think if he can be a little bit mobile, I think that would help out a little bit and get away from the standard. Well, we know it's going to Burnsy, and he's going to try to throw the puck on net because Vegas was, you know, getting somebody out there to block him.
Tonight was like a goal from last season.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it felt like. Like he finally found some space. I'm going to be interested to see if Fleury is able to go at the end of the month, because I don't know how much you put on him as well, but you can't put too much on Subban because, dear Lord, like 43, 44 stops. I mean.
Well, I believe Fleury is supposed to or is slated to start the game after the Colorado game, which is their next opponent. But to what you're saying, between both Fleury and Subban, are they going to have a healthy goalie come playoff time? Because both those guys have spent half the year on injured reserve.
Well, I'm sure Niemi's available.
Oh. he gets released, picked up by the Knights.
Well, it would be a Vegas thing to bypass the rule of playoff ineligibility and let him play anyway.
Right? Jeez.
But I digress. Yeah, all the teams are treated fairly.
No, I'm kidding. We wouldn't think like that. So let's put it this way, guys. Let's give some credit to Malcolm Subban. I mean, 42 saves on the night, for the night. It's just crazy. The Sharks, the ones they got on that, and he stood tall, especially in the power play. And Jones, yeah, he only faced 25 shots on goal, but 24 of them went away, and he had a great night. So goaltending wise, guys, pretty solid goaltending, and still an entertaining match. We didn't have that boring 1-1 game, you know, that we've seen before. It was pretty smooth. It was a pretty entertaining contest, for that matter.
Yeah. Going to what you were saying about Subban, I mean, just a year ago, this is a kid, a very, very highly touted goaltender for Boston. But a year ago, people were saying he's never going to be an NHL goalie. He's washed up because he hasn't made the NHL roster by age 22 or some garbage. And here he is, you know, claimed off waivers, and play. He's been very, very good for them this season. And tonight, even in a losing effort, probably the best game he's had in his career. And saves aside, number of saves aside, the quality of the saves he made on the Sharks tonight, he's got to be commended for that. So,
hey, nobody makes minor league guys look Vezina worthy than the Sharks. I mean, nobody does it better.
Oh, no. So,
are you trying to say it was tonight was a battle of two former Boston goalies? That's impressive.
yes, that's for sure. So here's a good question for you guys. Chester Chiva on the chat: bigger waiver pickup, Subban or Carpenter for the Golden Knights?
Gotta be Subban.
It's as much as I love Ryan Carpenter, it's Subban, because for the amount of goalies they've gone through this season, any goalie they picked up was a solid acquisition. So,
and for Carpenter with the Knights, as Rocket would say, small sample size.
He's been clutch. Yeah, I don't know about that. He's been playing final minute hockey in offensive and defensive situations for them, and he's been coming up clutch. So I don't know.
Well, then I'm so glad we were able to give him away for nothing. That's great.
Right.
To a division rival, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That doesn't bite us in the backside later.
Oh, man.
You know what? That's going to be the thing. I can just tweet it out, call it right now, book it, bet it. The Sharks will face the Golden Knights in round two, and it'll go down to 7 games in overtime, and Carpenter will be the guy who gets the OT winner.
Mark it down, folks, because, you know, hashtag that's so Sharks. Oh, boy. Vince G with great.
At some point, I'm telling you right now, we're going to change that to the chant of the tank. Just be like, that's so Sharks.
Oh, you know, that's not actually bad, guys. Oh, man. Vince G with a little note about Niemi. Mika Niemi scored the quintuple overtime game-winning goal to extend Jokerit's season and defy Nashville Tolvanen in at least another 2 days. Nice. Nice. Yeah.
Mika Niemi.
All right. So I think we covered the game pretty solidly. Let's do it, folks.
Hang on. For those of you watching new to the show, since we are following a national broadcast and we may have some Golden Knights fans, we hope you are in it. Please subscribe. We do this after every Sharks game. So we try to make it entertaining, you know.
Well, I mean, you two do, but, you know, me, I don't know. Make sure you hit that subscribe button from Teal Town USA on the YouTube. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud as well, along with the website tealtownusa.com.
Do we still have t-shirts?
No, and Bring Hockey Back is sold out of them too. So
see,
maybe we get a second batch. We'll see.
High demand, folks. High demand.
So, all right, shall we do it, guys? I think it's time for the NHL wraparound.
Question before we get into it. Was this the only game, the Sharks and the Knights, was this the only game where playing defense was not an option? Because I looked at the scores from the other games.
Apparently, we were the only one that wanted to follow a soccer match type of a score. So,
jeez. You know, the opposite game of this was that Islanders game.
Yeah,
Tampa and Islanders game
and the Carolina game too.
That's right. The Edmonton game, the LA game. I mean, jeez, it seemed like every team in hockey scored what the combined score of the Sharks Knights tonight. Every team in hockey scored twice that.
Yeah, and here's what we found out tonight in Brooklyn. The Islanders lose to the Tampa Bay Lightning 7-6. Jeez.
Yeah, that's right. Evidently, the Islanders weren't able to convert the 2-point.
Yeah, that they ended up with the kickers from the Super Bowl, where nobody could make a field goal or an extra point, and they ended up losing because of it.
Yeah, that's a crazy game. Pulak gets two power play goals for the Islanders. JT Miller gets the game-winning power play goal in the second period. Tampa scored 4 in the second period. That is just crazy. And then 3 in the first. And then the Islanders trying to make a game with 3 in the third.
And those 3 they scored in the third that for the Islanders were in the first, I believe, 4 minutes of the third period. So
crazy game. In Philly, the Rangers lose to the Flyers 4-3. Lindholm got the game-winning goal 8 seconds into the third period.
Oh, well, then I'm happy about that. I love that kid.
That's crazy. Fast gets 2 goals for the Rangers. They are pretty much done. So here's one of those crazy games that AJ was mentioning. 6-5, the Hurricanes over the Desert Dogs. Excuse me.
Oh God, here we go.
Let's go.
Fine.
All right. 6-5, the final there.
Did you guys see the goal that the Coyotes didn't score on Cam Ward tonight?
Cam Ward trending at one point, which made me nervous.
Yeah. Cam Ward. If you want to follow me at KevinLacey22, I tweeted it out. Cam Ward was playing the puck behind the net and like rolled up and got caught in his skate blade. And then he didn't know where it was. So what do goalies do when they can't see the puck? They skate into the crease and hover on the line. The puck in his skate blade traveled in and inside the net because Cam Ward buried himself in there trying to look for the puck.
Oh jeez!
I'll be looking for that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Didn't like a couple of years ago, or maybe it was last Mike year Smith. That Mike Smith did that. Buffalo. It was like in his pants and jersey.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Weird things happen in Buffalo, man.
Weird things happen.
Ask their football team.
Talk about kickers who can't kick.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Damn. In Columbus, you guys.
Yeah, yes, to answer Vegas Golden Knights coverage, yes, we do the stream after every game.
Yes.
Hit the subscribe button and the little notification bell, and you'll get a notifier every time we go live.
And we'd love to have you in our chat every time. Yes, we do respond to the chat, as you can see.
Yes, and definitely.
Follow at TealTownUSA on Twitter. That'll get your notifications, too.
Yes. Plenty of them, and we welcome you all. It will be a fun postseason coming up, I think, for both of the teams.
Yeah.
Back to the wraparound. 4-0 the score. Blackhawks. Blue Jackets over the Panthers. there as Atkinson, Milano, Jones, and Vanek score as Sergei Bobrovsky gets the shutout for the Neon Buggers.
That's huge too, because they are both battling each other for a wild card spot. That's a massive victory for the Blue Jackets.
Big win for them. Big win for the Oilers by the 6-2 count.
Sorry.
They score four goals in the third period. Nugent Hopkins, Ratty, Kajula, and McDavid for the Oil. Just not enough for the Senators, who just seem to not find any luck whatsoever. In Detroit, we actually had a game that had less scoring than we did tonight. Capitals 1, Red Wings 0. Brett Connolly with his 15th on the season at 6:41. The third was the game-winning goal. Grubauer gets his third shutout of the season, and that's a huge win for the Capitals in the Metro race. The return of San Ramon native, Austin Matthews pays dividends as Matthews gets his 29th on the season as he gives the Maple Leafs a 5-2 win over the Nashville Predators.
Hmm.
Anderson with the win, Rene with the loss, and it's the first, I think, the first time that the Preds didn't get a point in a game this in quite some time, I think 10 or 11 games.
More, I think it's even more than that.
Yeah. In Chicago, I believe, if I remember correctly, Chris JWS was going to be at this game. And boy, howdy, did he see some domination from the Vancouver Canucks. 5-2 the final as the Canucks take down the Blackhawks. One of the Sedins, Edler, Horvat, Edler with two goals, Brandon Sutter with his 8. Jamaltson Highmore for the Hawks. What are you two laughing about?
Yeah, what's up, AJ? Did somebody say Vancouver?
No, it wasn't that. It's that it was just that weird thing of hearing puck guys say Vancouver beats Chicago, or yeah, like the Canucks beat the Blackhawks, and I'm like, clearly proving that it is still regular season and not playoffs.
They've slayed the dragon. Yes,
because usually it doesn't happen that way.
Right. A night to remember for Anze Kopitar as he gets 4 goals in Colorado.
Been there, done that. Yeah, Moving on.
Yeah, as the Kings,
you think you're Evander Kane or something?
Or Patrick Marleau or Tomas Hertl. Anze Kopitar.
Racking dude.
Yeah, that guy. Gets 4 goals, helps the Kings beat the Avalanche 7-1. Funny thing is Mikko Rantanen gave the Colorado Avalanche a 1-0 lead 3.5 minutes into this game.
Yeah, that was a nice goal by Rantanen too. And things were looking, that was actually what I turned that game off and turned the Sharks game on, and apparently the Avalanche did too.
Hold on, let's address the chat for a minute. I want to know what 21 Pucks considers to be top shelf liquor. if you utter the word Cuervo, I will no.
No,
not top shelf.
Wait, did you go up a little higher? Puck Mom saying, "Oh please, Puck Guy, lose the Vancouver voice."
Oh
wow, my own mother doesn't like Shorthouse.
Wow.
Hey, how often do you do that when you're not on the air?
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Did somebody say liar? I like Chester's comment about it was actually only like 4-1 because the goals come twice because of the thin air. They count as 2.
Ah, nice. That's a good one. I like how everybody's talking about the ice cream. And I love, can we give some credit to 21 Pucks here? He's in the freaking hospital right now and he's watching us.
Oh, that's who that is?
Yeah,
oh,
dude. Yeah. This dude don't mess around. And he was like cool enough to like kick down a couple tickets for the Devils game and asked us to post them for him.
Yeah, oh, wow. So Ruben, get well soon.
For sure, man.
You know, all the best. I see if I can pull it
up. Yeah, what's Ruben's Twitter? Because he tweeted an awesome photo. Well,
21
awesome pucks. As you can get for being in the hospital.
Yeah,
but
21 pucks, but spelled out, not the numbers, but actually spelled out.
Yeah, you deserve a plug there, man. That's a great photo. A dedicated Sharks fan there.
Yeah, let me try and to pull this up.
I hope Tilltown USA, we retweeted it.
I was gonna say, and I hope that they since it was a national game tonight, I really hope that Brody and NBCSN CA post that on, well, it's going to be tough, but I hope that they'd use that as part of the pregame and postgame. But I have a feeling, you know, that it's going to be.
Yeah.
Why are you showing us Kevin?
Ruben's room in the hospital. He's watching us on his iPad.
Oh, okay.
Well,
thank you for using a photo of me. I wish I looked more appropriate.
Yeah, I hope they post it though on Saturday, but it might be inundated with Chichu coverage.
Yeah, but nonetheless, get well soon, bud. Appreciate it.
What is going on with the Sharks ice cream that I keep? There's a bunch of stuff going on in the chat. Have they removed it already? Is that what the case is? Do I need to like run over to Safeway tomorrow and pick up one more pint?
Oh, I hope not. So let's see. Helen
Tiki
Garcia, Sharks ice cream challenge.
I don't know, asking
for trouble.
I'm down with this, but let's hear it for Puck Mom. I'm down with the Anejo. Let's roll.
Wait, what?
Your Puck Mom's listening to some good tequila. Let's go. Jeez. I'm just saying.
Well, come on up, AJ. Oh, we did get a new subscriber out of all that. That was awesome. Steve Yim. When does your Brody Brazil jersey come in? Right in time.
You'll see photos on Fan Appreciation Night. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
We're figuring it out.
So take a video of you eating it after every game. Oh, my God. I need to be on a diet right now.
And we'll take that conversation offline, but I need to get into that deal as well. Need to I have my donation ready to go.
Yeah, so guys, six in a row for the Sharks. They got Calgary coming in, maybe the last gasp for Calgary.
I was gonna say, are they eliminated?
Nope, they're still alive, but they're
Yeah, they're trending the opposite of Nashville right now. That's for sure.
They're kind of in the same way as 21 Pucks is right now. Just kind of. Yeah.
I think 21 Pucks has more life than the Flames.
Yeah. Just they're just watching games on an iPad on their back in a in an undisclosed location somewhere.
Yes.
They're not even playing.
I mean, standings, that's what we're meant to do. Shoot, it's, you know, we get late into the season that we need to talk about it. The Pacific looks like this. Vegas at 100 with that point in the overtime. San Jose goes to 93, so they get that 4-point cushion back. LA's win puts them into third in the Pacific, so they're at 89. That drops Anaheim down to the second wild card. St. Louis is at 85, Dallas is at 84, Calgary at 88 times 16, and Edmonton was officially eliminated today. So we're down to just three teams that are vying for those top spots or those wildcard spots. In the Central, you have Nashville, who's clinched a spot already at 106, Winnipeg at 98, Minnesota at 90. So if the playoffs started,
and I was going to say, and the Sharks not only gain ground on Vegas, but they fend off the Raccoon and the Kings in the division as well. So,
yeah, I mean, and if Calgary loses this Saturday and everybody else in front of them picks up a win, I mean, it would take something remarkable for Calgary to get back in the wild card. I'm pretty sure we can, like, you know, stamp their passport. You're done.
Yeah, they're just about done, and I kind of agree. I didn't say it right during the Twitter mission, which apparently our lawyers will be contacted on, thanks to Brody. Oh yeah, you didn't hear that? Brody tweeted out Twitter mission. I have that trademarked.
Oh,
you'll be hearing from my lawyers, friends. So yeah, if they lose on a Saturday, that's going to be tough for them to pull out. So,
oh boy, that's, you know, you're just going to have to break it to Brody. It's going to be kind of like Xerox, Kleenex, where it just becomes what that's the descriptor. You don't call it tissue paper. You call it Kleenex. You know, you don't call it a photocopy or something. You just call it a Xerox.
You don't call it an Olympia. You call it a Zamboni.
Right. So I think it's just going to be everybody who does it. It's just going to be Twitter Mission.
Yeah.
That's going to be the brand name that everybody uses. Because you know why? Because that's a good hashtag. Because intermission show via Periscope on Twitter was too hard to put on a hashtag.
You run out of characters, especially early on when it was still 140.
You're going to have to watch out, though. He's going to end up stealing Finteract and Chompversation.
Hey. Oh. Well played.
And you know what? He probably would try to do that.
Oh, Brody's like got a notepad right now going like, yeah, turtleneck. Yeah, no.
Dude, Sharky, SJ Sharky is such a troll sometimes. He just tweeted out, this just in, all Vegas casinos have been required to add the number 39 to the roulette wheels because always bet on Logan Couture.
Oh. Bravo, Sharky. I will say this. I saw Sharky on Tuesday night, and he looked at me and just shaked his head at me and then grabbed my jersey and went, no, no, no. Oh, jeez. Oh, but you missed the one that he posted like 41 minutes ago. Did we really think we'd lose to Chance the Mascot? Did you see the picture that he put up?
Some sort of pineapple something?
He
it doesn't look
like a mango.
I mean, yeah. Let's be honest. I mean, I don't know what a Gila monster looks like, but evidently now I believe that it looks like either the Thing from the Fantastic Four, or it looks, you know, it's like if the Thing from the Fantastic Four like just had hate sex with Barney the dinosaur. I mean, it's just.
Wow.
That's, I don't know, man. That is one fugly looking mask.
I thought it was a sneaker.
I don't know, man. I still think now you make me want to dig up that photo from the Oilers mascot.
Oh, that just is just scary.
I think we really got lucky between our mascot and like our broadcast crew. It's like we are blessed because, man, there are some bad broadcast crews. And there are some even worse. Well, I don't know if I can find an idea of a worse mascot than whatever that thing is for Vegas.
I don't know. I still think the Cologne Sharks mascot is pretty bad. That's the one I'm sharing at the moment. But at least we don't have that.
Oh, wow. That's like Rogue Shark like years ago when it's on the stands as
yeah.
Dancing around before even Love Shark was a thing.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. All right, chat. What says you? Benjamin Castle, what did you think? What did you guys think about Shane Knighty with Randy Hahn? I didn't think it was too bad. I kind of like that hybrid podcast where you get from both sides of it. So I thought it was pretty good. And I thought they did it pretty evenly nice. So it was nice. What did you think, Mr. Lacey?
I actually liked it. I'm hot and cold on Shane Knighty, but I do think that he had a nice dynamic, a very unbiased opinion. And I really thought he played it neutral. And I thought he and Randy did a good job. So I would accept that tandem again, I'd say.
Well, Randy's a pro because I mean, what was it, 3 or 4 seasons ago? I remember him doing a broadcast with the color guy from the Kings, and that guy from the Kings just would not shut up. I mean, just trying to fill every little. I mean, Randy was just trying to.
Jim Fox.
Yeah, it was Fox. Oh my God, he would. And you saw like on Twitter as the game was progressing, just people at first saying, "Okay, Jimmy, like dial it down just a bit, just a hair. Let the other guy talk from time to time." And by like second intermission, it was just STFU with 1,000 exclamation marks, and just, people were lighting the guy up. And what's funny, third period, he dialed it back.
He did. Yeah.
But like Gen X says, Randy and Jim have been friends for ages. When Randy was doing the studio hosting for for was a prime ticket at the time for LA Kings games.
Oh, wow, that's
but,
right.
But Shane Knighty, that's, I mean, obviously it's his first season with the Knights, but he came from Winnipeg, so he does a great job on all those broadcasts. So Vegas, you guys have some pretty good guys in your area as well.
Yeah. Well, and you're saying, you know, Randy and Jim have been, you know, friends for ages. That's great. That doesn't necessarily mean that turns into good chemistry. It can, but I mean, we all know how poorly Randy and Remenda were together, and they hated each other off the air. So you guys know I'm kidding. Everything that I just said is completely opposite of the truth.
Oh, geez.
Although it would be nice if Remenda would like return a text once in a while. Just saying.
This one's for you, Kevin. Also in that KHL game, Kari Ramos set a new KHL record, 83 saves on 84. Jeez, that's crazy.
Yeah, in that overtime game for that Mika Niemi scored. Yeah, I was starting to type it out, but I'll just say it. Yeah, it's amazing how much better Kari Ramo is in the KHL than the NHL. And obviously those leagues are not the same level, but man, Ramo looks like a completely different goalie every time I see him play in the KHL. Like, not even close.
Okay, Jerry giving me like a fantastic idea. Wouldn't it be great if you're very much aware, I'm sure, of what they call SAP, and I'm not talking about the tech company. I'm talking about the secondary audio programming option. A lot of that you can use to sometimes you can get programming in Spanish typically. How great would it be if just for a day of hockey, just like one of those Saturdays when like 30 of 31 teams are playing and it's the day that it's, you know, free on center ice or whatever, but to just have a secondary audio program where each game in the market they're in, they use the cliche or typical accent. So if they're playing a game in Boston, it's just like a guy from the harbor calling the entire game like that. A guy in New York just like, you know, oh, this guy is putting the goal over there and he's gonna try to shoot it in like that. Yeah. That's, and then you can good. You know, the game in LA can just, oh my god, you guys, he totally hit the puck.
That's the LA one.
That's LA to me, man.
As if.
It was, oh my god, gag me with a puck.
Oh geez.
And then in Dallas and in Nashville, it's like, so they're gonna try to put that little pucky thing in the that webbing over there. We'll see how that works out for them.
Oh geez. But you know what? Boston already has that in Andy Brickley. So
Either way, I just think that would be great, like across the board. You can get the Minnesota team, you know. Minnesota. This game's sponsored by Coke.
I have a text, and this is probably a good one for Kevin. Is this year's draft class any good?
Yes.
Like, yes. Not like 2015.
It's not like 2015, but it's a damn better class than last year's class. I think very highly of this class.
There was nothing wrong with last year's class after the first three people. First three guys that were taken were spectacular. After that, yeah, not very good.
Yeah, right. No, hey. I have not put together my prospects list, and I probably still won't for another couple of months, but I just, based on what I've seen and what I've read and what I've heard from people, it's going to be a very deep class this year. So
I still want to see that whole, he shot that one from the harbor.
It was a wicked shot. It was awesome. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, keep those comments up, Jerry. I meant to get back to a couple of the ones you said earlier. So your mind is sharp tonight. Keep it up.
My nose, isn't Nick Petrecki good?
sorry, Sleepy.
Petrecki good.
Sorry, Sleepy. I'll just I'll let Rocket get back on later.
Yeah. No, seriously. Oh, then there's Felix. Where's Rocket when you need her to do the accents?
I don't understand. She is so good at those.
She was her kid, that Kennedy. Oh my.
Oh jeez.
but you know what, guys? Since we're talking analysts here, let's give some stick taps to Eddie Olczyk. He's cancer free.
Absolutely.
So good on
him. As they say, F cancer.
Yes, F cancer. Good, so good on you, Edzo, to getting back, and good to hear the good news for you.
And this is not meant to be a backhanded compliment here. It's just, I'm just going to say it how I feel here. I don't like Olczyk when it's a Blackhawks game or when the Blackhawks have an involvement in the game. But when Edzo is calling a neutral game between two teams he has no affiliation with, he is so damn good at his job. So with the Blackhawks being eliminated, I'm glad he's healthy, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him back on TV for the playoffs.
Just in time for him to call the Pittsburgh Penguins games. No,
okay, I wasn't going to go there, but great for Ed. Great for Ed and great for Pierre, as much as Pierre drives me insane, but great for both of them to have a clean bill of health, you know?
Yes, no, seriously, as much as we can harp on Pierre talking about Sidney Crosby's dryer, I'm glad to see that he's doing okay as well.
Right.
So that's good.
And good on Vince G talking about the draft, saying, yeah, that's some good talent, but good luck with Tim Burke. you ain't lying. I mean, show me that defensive pick over the last 15 years in the first couple of rounds that paid off.
Yeah, my new guy that is my new Arvidsson is Adam Gaudette, who was a guy I really wanted, and he's probably only going to win the Hobie Baker this year. So, stupid Canucks, Tim Burke.
Now, in all likelihood, you would imagine just financially, it makes the most sense for the Sharks to figure out a way to cut ties with Martin, right? Yes. Are you allowed one buyout a year? Is that how it works?
No. You can
buy out as many guys as you want. It's just that some of that cap hit is going to be retained. That's the issue. So you don't want to build up so much in empty cap. I mean, couple of years ago, we were talking about, God, we're still paying Jason Demers. And it's like, yeah.
Well, is Burrish still on our books right now?
No. Burrish, that's another one there. Yeah.
But
more relevant to the conversation. Yeah, Burrish.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they can cut ties with Martin, then, you know, potentially you're thinking, okay, Dylan and DeMello, Vlasic and Braun, Burns and Ryan. So I guess Heed is your seventh. Do you see anybody like trying to even push Heed or because who knows? Heed could have a great
internally.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's what I was looking for. I mean, what is everybody still out on Jeremy Waugh? Is that what the deal is?
Jeremy Waugh had like his ninth knee replacement.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. I was so excited.
And the worst part, we can talk about the Barracuda here real quick. I wanted to anyway. Jeremy Waugh he started off really slow transitioning the program, but man, he was starting to look really great and starting to look like the player that we all hope he will become. And then to blow out his knee again is just devastating. So.
Yeah. Jerry F. saying, oh my God, if the Oilers win the lottery, I may have to buy a Brody jersey. I don't know. Dude, if the Oilers win the lottery, I'm going to like go over to Brody's house. I'm going to take a brown paper bag. I'm going to scoop up Melvin droppings, and then I'm going to dump them down Bettman's chimney. Like,
wow.
This is, that explicit. And poor Chris. Poor Chris, the only Sharks fan watching the game at a damn bar.
Oh, jeez. Well, Chris, I hope you're having fun in Chicago. That's crazy. You poor thing. If you ever seen Grandma's Boy,
Chris is drunk.
Yeah, he's drunk. but speaking of the Barracuda and speaking of the Sharks, it's another hockey day in San Jose on Saturday. It starts off at 1 o'clock with the Sharks and the Flames.
Get there early, people, if you want to get in early. I don't know if you saw the tweets and whatnot that went out earlier, but there is, for those of you who are unaware, there's also kind of a big social march across the nation about gun control and about the shooting at Stoneman Douglas, and the march is this Saturday. And evidently, from what I had seen, is that there's something where they're going to be, I guess, gathering at City Hall and marching down to that park next to SAP.
Oh, my.
And it's going to culminate, right around the time that doors open. So get to the tank early if you want to get in early.
And if you've seen any of the pictures coming from Sacramento tonight, the Kings basketball game was delayed, and there wasn't many people able to get into that game because they actually shut down the arena for it. So be careful with that.
Real early, then.
But the other thing is that there's after the game there will be a street rally, like they did a couple weeks ago, and then Kevin.
Let's rock.
That's Legends right. It's
of the Hidden Temple night.
Yes, it's Legends of the Hidden Temple night. It's Nickelodeon night at the Barracuda game, as they will play.
What in the hell are you subjecting me to?
It's the Blue Barracudas, probably taking on the Silver Snakes, aka the Ontario Reign. So that'll be interesting. Oh, and of course, yes, like Mike Nevis says, there also is the Yannick Hansen banner ceremony. As we commemorate his first goal of the season.
Oh, man.
Oh, geez.
Dude, I knew people that wanted to buy those. Not even kidding.
So if you are going to the game against the Sharks and the Flames, just make sure you show off your ticket to the box office. You get a $10 Barracuda ticket. And they had over 8,000 fans for the last time they did this. It'd be awesome if it happened again.
They had 8,000 fans the last time they did this. I think the black jersey giveaway had a bit to do with that.
But that's what I was trying to get at, is there's probably going to be about 5,000 people aged 28 to 36 going to the game because of the Nickelodeon. I know I'm going to the game, and I've been on Legends of the Hidden Temple before.
Have you really?
Well, you'll have to check out my Twitter.
Oh, boy.
And check Legends out my experience as a member of the Silver Snakes and how it went horribly wrong.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Legends of the Hidden Temple, AJ, was a game show on Nickelodeon in the 90s. It was kind of like the... What did you say? I want to say spin-off of Double Dare of sorts.
Okay, but what the hell is Double Dare?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, AJ. Double Dare was like...
Is this something else in the 90s?
Hence age 28 to 36, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was, spending my 90s, like, DJing and drinking and, like, having sex and stuff. Sorry.
I didn't have time. I don't think I was having sex.
I didn't have time to watch some goofball... Nickelodeon? What the hell Nickelodeon is. Is that like a channel or something?
It's a kid's channel.
Dude, I'm sorry. I don't watch like cartoon BS stuff. That's not my thing. It's never been my thing. The only thing, and Gen X can attest to this, the only thing that I have ever watched like cartoon-wise, like, yeah, there was this is a game show? Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, crap. I thought this was like some sort of cartoon thing.
No,
it was a game show. Oh, when it comes to game show, the only thing I watch is Match Game.
Yes. Oh, and
good call.
And speaking of game shows,
it's not that I'm old, but F every one of you people over there. You can all just get the hell off my lawn. You know what? Maybe I was old or whatever, but what's the line that I love? It's like, yeah, okay, go ahead, call me old. The thing, yes, Gen X. Gen X can attest, Animaniacs, but that's not a game show. But the Yeah, I might be old, but you know what? I saw all the good bands in their prime.
You know what? I'll give you that one. I will get that one. But speaking of game shows,
I saw the good bands when they had all original members.
Wow. But speaking of game shows,
I saw One Direction when there were five of them. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, that's a good one. My episode of Wheel of Fortune does air this Saturday.
Now, again? What does it air on? Is it Game Show Network?
No, it's on, it'll be on, well, locally here, it'll be on Channel 7 at 7:30.
Oh, okay.
So be on the lookout for that if you don't make it to the Barracuda game. And then it'll time it just right that game will end and we'll probably have a Barracuda After Dark. Or yeah, Rob, I mean, you get it on your local station out there, and I think in Fresno.
It'll be Barracuda After Wheel of Fortune After Dark.
Yes, we'll break it down. Why did I pick that letter?
Why did Eric give away round one just to suck his competitors in?
Oh, dude.
And then make him feel bad the rest of the show. Oh,
I love Chester. He gets me.
AJ, I'm just here to drink DJ Absinthe. You.
Chester gets me.
Yes. All right. I think we've done, even though kudos to all of you, it's been over 50 for like the first few minutes of it. But yeah. And yes, my mom makes a point. There are a lot of hockey references in my episode.
Yes. So
check that out.
Even for Christ's sake, the shirt that he's wearing is teal.
That's right. Yeah. Damn, he knew that was going to happen.
But I am so happy that you've told me about this because now I can make some better gifts.
Oh, crap.
Ones that don't have the watermark on them.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. Hey, I get it. Hey, I use some of them anyway. So, all right. Final thoughts and where the people can find you. We'll start with Mr. Lacey.
All right. First off, the Golden Knights were 31-5-1 when scoring first. They scored first tonight, and guess what? They lost.
Wow. I did not know that.
That's a nice stat in our favor. You will find me at KevinLacey22 on social media. Again, check out the video of me on Legends of the Hidden Temple, so to speak. And you will find me at the Barracuda game on Saturday. I know there was one other thing I was going to say, but I forget. So anyway, just hit me up on Twitter, guys. Thanks for having me on.
And Mr. Strong?
You may find me on the Twitter machine at AJ_Strong. Same on Instagram. And also follow at TealTownUSA on Instagram and on the Twitter. Helping out in both of those capacities. And I'm just going to throw it out there. After we're done here, stay tuned for late night snacks with Brody Brazil. All right. Quite sure that, you know what? He's probably looking. He's going, okay, these guys are going to be off just before 11. Boom. I send out my tweet and I can go till midnight. I'm good. So
he's
going to
finteract with everyone. Damn it.
Yep. Go. He's still looking for a name for his show, by the way. So, yeah, we should probably wrap this up so Brody can go from 11 to midnight. So follow at Brody NBCS and make sure you get the notification. And I'm sure he'll be periscoping in 3, 2.
wait, so are you saying he's stealing our after dark idea then?
No, I think he's kind enough to wait until we're done with our dog and pony show, and then he goes.
That's true. That's true.
It's going to be Brody Late Night After Dark.
Hey, you know what? Who can claim I was his very first guest?
Oh, you did get on there?
He called me last night.
Oh, nice.
On the show. Yeah, you can go listen. So I can claim that I have a ticket stub for the very first time that the Sharks beat the Knights. I was at that game, an actual hard ticket, and I was the first guy on Brody's show.
I'm jealous.
Right? Well, we'll see how the jealousy goes when I see you strutting around in your Brody Brazil jersey on Fan Appreciation Night.
Yeah, I got to talk to Brody about that.
Bro-town After Dark.
Bro-town. Bro-dog After Dark. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, do the doghouse with DJ Bro-dog.
Don't give him the ideas.
Well, I said, dude, just call it the Brody Brazil Show, but spell Brazil with like 5 or 7 Z's, like you're snoozing off.
Oh.
Well, because it's late night. Not that he's boring, but it's late night.
Okay.
In case you missed anything or you want to watch this again, check us out on TealTownUSA.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, you name it. We have it on there. Shout out to all of you. I mean, we're still sitting at 44 viewers, so appreciate it. Saw a couple of the Golden Knights fans, including Knights of the Roundtable. Good to see you guys out there. We'll see you out there next Saturday. But of course, this Saturday, it is the doubleheader for the Sharks and the Barracuda. We'll be back with you following both of those games.
Next Saturday, they're in Vegas.
No, I'm saying this Saturday, they're
yeah, you said we'll see, yeah, but you just said we'll see you all out there next Saturday.
Whoops. Well, you know what I meant. I try to mean what I mean, right? Oh, well. But yes, in 2 days, they will have a doubleheader in San Jose. We'll be there for you for that. And, of course, throughout every single game, home and away, regular season playoffs, you can catch us here on TealTownUSA.com. I'm, of course, Eric. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram at PuckGuy14. And until Saturday afternoon, keep it real, keep it teal, keep it real teal, just like Kevin Lacey's turtleneck.
I finally wore the teal turtleneck. Yeah.
Go watch Brody.